some things have been changed forever by the pandemic, and that apparently includes how the Massachusetts Registry of Motor Vehicles serves its customers in person. Statewide restrictions on businesses have ended, but the RMV is planning to keep many of the policies and protocols the agency put in place during the pandemic. This includes using an online appointment system at RMV service centers. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with the acting registrar, Colleen Ogilvy.
Well, the registry has been open throughout the pandemic using an appointment system, and we're very happy to continue offering an appointment system to serve customers for registration and title-related as well as license and ID-related transactions.
So how does this work exactly? What does a person need to do if they need to visit a registry office in person?
Sure. It's very easy. Go on to the RMV website, which is mass.gov/RMV, and select make a reservation or cancel a reservation and the transaction type you need to do. And then you select a location and then a time available for you. And you just need to provide your email address and a telephone number for a contact, and it's that easy.
And are the same procedures and requirements in effect at all of the RMV locations?
So all of the RMV locations are not servicing customers as walk-ins. We have 17 sites available at the Registry of Motor Vehicles available for appointments, as well as all of our AAA partners through a partnership doing some limited license and registration transactions. The other locations are a mix of drop-off or not currently open.
So people need to go to the website to find out what the closest office to them is that they can actually go and physically transact their business.
Sure. When they make a reservation, there'll be a list of locations that they can choose from, or they can enter the name of a location that they'd like to go to. In the Pioneer Valley area, we're happy to offer services in the Springfield office is by appointment, Greenfield office is by appointment, Pittsfield is also by appointment, and North Adams has appointments only on Wednesdays, but they're typically a registration drop-off.
Is it difficult to get an appointment?
It depends on what service you're using, but most cases it's easy to get an appointment. Appointments are released every day on the hour between the hours of 9 a.m. and 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. We release new appointments each hour.
What's the most common reason that someone needs to make an appointment to come in?
Most common reason is if somebody is interested in applying for a real ID, whether that's the first-time license as a permit holder or first-time license in Massachusetts, like an out-of-state conversion, you would come and make an appointment to see us in person so you could provide your identity documents to us.
What's the current status of the real ID requirement? I thought that had been postponed again.
Sure. The Real ID has been postponed until May 3rd of 2023, but consumers still have an option when they renew a credential or when they're applying for the first time to make that decision if they want to apply for a standard credential or if they want to apply for a Real ID.
Now, how are you handling road tests during this?
Road tests are being handled the same way since we started road test services back in June of 2020. The state is using state vehicles to do and conduct the road test, and applicants for the road test are required to wear a mask along with the examiner.
Are people who visit registry offices on the appointment basis, are they required to wear a mask as well?
No. It depends on their personal situation. So we are following the state guidelines that vaccinated customers are not required to wear a mask. Unvaccinated customers should be wearing a mask, but we will not be asking those questions. We'll be just making people aware of that requirement.
So you're on the honor system?
Yes.
How much longer do you expect these protocols are going to remain in place?
For the masking protocols, we'll be following state guidelines and CDC, so I wouldn't have a prediction for that date. But in terms of our appointments, we want those to stay, and we'll continue making adjustments and tweaks so that we can meet the service demand put to us.
So there's no plan, no timetable that exists for returning to full in-person operations at all of your locations?
Correct. So we have some additional sites opening up on August 1st, but we have felt that our service delivery is really improved with the appointment concept, and so we'd like to continue to offer that into the future and beyond.